more variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. It's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. Everybody's favorite second date update. Reminder, it's got its own podcast. We have so many episodes now, you could binge listen for days.
Yes, you could.
On the iHeartRadio app.
Now, second date update, that's when you go on a date with somebody, a first date.
Correct.
And you have a great time, and then they disappear, and you want to know why, and we see if we can get you a second date.
A lot of times something dumb happens. Sometimes it's just a misunderstanding. So we
mainly
have Dalton.
Some dumb.
Dalton on the phone. Dalton, are you there?
Yes.
Now,
hello.
Dalton emailed us, and he had a date with the lady named Christina, and she has since disappeared. But I believe he had a good time. Dalton, first of all, tell us how you guys met, and then run us through the date.
Not a problem. So we met on Hinge, and we decided to connect for lunch. This was last week in Claremont.
Okay.
This is this awesome little craft burger joint that I go to every time that I'm in that general area.
Okay.
And I just had a real feeling, you know, from our messaging back and forth on Hinge, I knew she was going to like it. And yeah, no, she did. You know, we get there. Beautiful, wonderful woman. Really happy that that we managed to connect. We really kind of met on the same level a lot, right? Like, she's in the medical field. I'm in software. So, you know, both high-end jobs. She really loves crossword puzzles. I'm big into crossword puzzles, trivia, and books. Like, real books.
Right.
Like, real books. Like, not like this e-reader stuff. Like, actual, like, physical, real books. So, we're connecting, we're vibing on all these different levels, and it was, I mean, just one of the best first dates that I've had in a long time. That's why I thought it was a little weird. Like, at the end of the date, you know, we hugged and, you know, everything, and then I just never heard from her again. And at this point, I'm just wondering what gives, like, what happened, you know?
So it's been a full ghost since then.
Yeah, just nothing back. You know, I did my due diligence. I followed up. I messaged. I called.
Sure.
Not like to a weird aggressive level, but just didn't hear anything back.
All right.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
We're going to call Christina with you on the line. I will have you mute your phone and we'll see what she says, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's play a song. We'll get to it. It's a second date update. Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We are doing second date update. We've been chatting with Dalton off the air, who went out with a lady named Christina, and she was lovely. Am I right, my man?
Wonderful.
Okay.
And you can't think of anything that would have turned her off?
No, I mean, I was a proper gentleman. I didn't, you know, spill anything on myself. I didn't knock anything over. I didn't hit on the waitress.
You like, didn't hit anybody with your car.
I'm devastatingly no. good looking.
I have many leather-bound
books. Well, you said it, not me. I mean, that's the benefit of doing this over the phone, I guess.
Right.
But
okay, well, let's do this. Go ahead and mute and get ready. We're going to give her a call, see how she thought the date went, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Christina, please?
Yes, is this she?
Hi, Christina. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There she is. Hey.
Hi.
Are you familiar with our show?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, no, I don't want to do this.
Oh, you don't?
Yes, you do. Oh, it'll be fun.
I mean, not really.
Hey, it's time for second date update. Do you know how that works?
Yeah, I do.
Sweet.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. I do love your show, but I don't, yeah, I guess I'm on it now.
You are.
Is Dalton on the phone?
You know it.
Dalton, she knows you're on the phone.
Let's do this, you guys.
Oh, my God. Hey, Dalton.
Hi. Hey, how are you doing?
So
I'm doing good.
Great.
Christina, from your perspective, what's the haps? Why are you ghosting?
Are you ghosting?
Oh, I guess I didn't mean to. I just was really thrown off, like, from the whole experience. I mean, I was truthfully just, like, exhausted from the whole, like, lunch because
what happened?
I don't know. I came in with good intentions. He was a super nice guy and everything. And it's just that, like, every time I would bring up a subject to talk about, he would just, like, try to, like, one-up me on, like, every factual, like, I mean, he's super smart. He knows a lot about, like, a lot of subjects, but it's like I was kicking myself every time I brought up a different subject because he would just, like, try to, like, I don't know, mansplain everything that I could possibly bring up. Like, I talked about how all the flights that were being grounded by the FAA last week, and he was like, yeah, like, some dumbass engineer, I would have done it like this, and blah, blah. And he was just, like, getting, like, really intense about every subject, and I felt like I was being attacked. And I was just trying to have, like, a lunch. And, you know, I love passion. I love, like, someone who's super passionate and smart and everything. But it was, like, I just felt like he needed to take a chill pill.
Was he negative?
He wasn't negative. He was, I mean, a little bit. When I talked about, like, I was like, oh, maybe we could go see the Avatar movie. He's like, that movie's going to suck. Like, the first Avatar is the only Avatar that matters. And then I was like, oh, great. Okay, never mind. So anytime I tried to bring up something, like, that I had an opinion about, he would, like, upstage me. And I didn't really like that.
Dalton, are you listening?
I mean,
are you hearing what she's saying?
I am. I'm thoroughly disagreeing with it. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right? Like, you're getting to know a stranger. You share topics. You share opinion. And having the same opinion isn't interesting, right? That's boring. That's what people who don't take the time to think and analyze life do, is just kind of go with what the other person is saying.
I think there's a difference, though, between a lively conversation and or debate and then an aggressive yelling at someone about why they're wrong.
Well, technically, I mean, there was no yelling. Christina would agree. It's not like I, like, you know, had my finger in her face and was like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking. Like, that wasn't what was going on. It was a jovial disagreement on a certain number of topics.
Well, I think you need to work on your listening skills. And I also think you need a new haircut. And maybe you should wash your hair because it looks, like, a little greasy.
All right.
And kind of smells weird.
That was an off-ramp I didn't see coming.
Wow.
The wheels just came off.
I'm sorry. He's coming for me. I'm coming for him.
Oh, my God. This is not a jovial disagreement.
So, no second?
No. I want to get off the phone now. I'm uncomfortable. Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
All right, cool. Sounds good. That did escalate quickly. But I will say, nobody likes to know it all.
You're right. And no one likes someone to be negative about everything.
Right. So, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. Replays at 9:05. Don't forget the podcast too. Hit that up. You can binge listen. It's on the free iHeartRadio app. Go download.